Yannick, congratulations on the start of your fourth season. I thought last year was really busy and crazy with activity, but you've topped it this year.
That's true that it's been a very wonderful and exciting beginning of season with, of course, the Pope visit, with our concerts that we gave for Pope Francis, and then the Mass on the Parkway, and then our opening night, which was a very different program than our first program. So yes, I think we like to be busy at the Philadelphia Orchestra. We like to make music for so many different purposes in the city. So I think it's in the same philosophy, you know, that we do this, that what we have about sharing our music and our passion to everyone in the city. And this is why we do it.
And you also managed to throw out the first pitch at the Phillies game.
Well, that was definitely, of all the events I just mentioned, this was clearly the most stressful for me, because this is not something I, shall we say, master, because I never played baseball ever in my life. So 2 days before, a few musicians of the orchestra and Jeremy Rothman, our vice president, decided to coach me. And so when we were waiting during the papal events, we just threw a few balls, and I'm quite proud of myself. I think I did pretty well.
Well, you're probably in pretty good shape. Your conducting probably keeps you in very good shape.
Yes, that's right. That's true. But being in shape and technique are two different things.
Okay, now this season, one of the themes that you've talked about is exploring the Philadelphia sound. And in doing that, doing a lot of the works that the orchestra has premiered over the years, what is the Philadelphia sound to you, and how does it apply to different repertoire?
Our sound was formed, invented, shaped over decades because it was coming from commitment to do the best colors, make the best and most generous and most powerful without forcing out of all the scores we had in the repertoire. And my great predecessors, Stokowski and Ormandy, added to this having a lot of relatively new pieces, and sometimes very new pieces, which they were premiering here on this side of the Atlantic. So European works, which were very important, recently composed, that these conductors brought for the first time in North America and had the orchestra defend with their souls and their everything they had to actually make the best case for being the advocate of new music and music which is now legendary and now part of the great repertoire. So it's Russian, it's Scandinavian, it's French, it's of course sometimes American or sometimes Germanic, but it's the core of this sound is coming from so many different repertoire that over the season we're going to explore all these repertoires and try to redefine our sound within it.
So how does this first program with Ravel, the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 4, and the Scheherazade Rimsky-Korsakov, how does this launch the season?
It's almost a tribute to Eugene Ormandy, this program, because all of these pieces have been recorded by Ormandy, and the fourth piano concerto, he conducted the recording of it, and not Stokowski. And the idea was to get back in the time where this was done by the orchestra, which is in the first half of the 20th century, and try to think back what was beautiful and impressive about these pieces within the sound of the orchestra. And there's a lot of voyage in all the three pieces. The Ravel and the Scheherazade, of course, have this sub-theme of imagining, dreaming of a foreign land, and have the water also as the central color or central way of suggesting something which makes the mind and even the body wander around. So the Rachmaninoff in the middle is more about his own journey of feeling here that when he was in America, he was far away from his own country and still was trying to make the trip or the voyage back to the country of his youth.
So the Scheherazade is coming up. Are there any particular parts that we can listen for?
To me, Scheherazade is an extraordinary opportunity to display our musicians as soloists and collectively. There's obviously the solo violin, which is Scheherazade telling the story, and they're always as something which connects the movements with each other. There's solos, very famous solos of bassoon, clarinet, horn, oboe, flute, English horn, cello. So there's a lot of feature of our musicians individually. But I think what I've been working on with the orchestra now was more about imagining the dream, imagining the desire of the Europeans at that time to get there. And they couldn't take a plane, you know, and just like we can do now, and be in the Middle East and savor that culture and the history, and feeling endangered by the fact that this is very different from our own culture, and yet being fascinated and feeling welcome with the beauty and the richness of that culture. So now maybe it's too easy for us. And with a piece like Scheherazade, we have to remember that this is fascinating and extraordinary, and that our planet Earth is so diverse. And a piece like Scheherazade, in a moment like now, in the 21st century, sends the message that we can still dream together and focus on the beauty and the beauties of all the parts of the world.
Wow. Well, we look forward to hearing it. Thanks so much. This is an exciting start to the season.
I hope you enjoy as much as we do.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.